The arrest of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, a key rival to President Erdogan in the upcoming Turkish presidential elections, triggered widespread protests across Turkey. These developments are not only reshaping Turkey's internal politics, but also carrying significant implications for areas under its influence, particularly northern Syria, which is currently controlled by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS. The leaders of HTS, especially Abu Muhammad al-Jawlani, are deeply concerned about the unrest in Turkey. Their administration relies heavily on Ankara's financial and logistical support. Turkey's recent political instability, economic downturn, currency depreciation, and market volatility threaten the continuation of this support. Any disruption could affect public services, delay salaries for civil servants and fighters, and spark public dissatisfaction in HTS-held areas. Turkey has been Syria's largest trading partner in recent years. Since the collapse of the Assad government in early December last year, Turkish exports to Syria have grown significantly. In January, Turkey and HTS agreed to revise tariffs on certain goods and discuss reviving a suspended free trade agreement. These trade ties have flourished due to reduced tariffs and relaxed currency restrictions. However, ongoing unrest in Turkey may soon disrupt this trade, hinder infrastructure investment, and decrease private sector interest in doing business in Syria, dealing a major blow to HTS economy. Even before current crisis, HTS faced serious economic challenges due to Western sanctions, and no progress have been made toward lifting these restrictions. Without Turkish support, HTS economic losses would be severe, and the regime in northern Syria would struggle to survive on its own. Additionally, Turkey's shifting focus away from northern Syria due to internal unrest could severely weaken the HTS administration. Border trade, a major revenue source for HTS, may face tighter controls, reducing the flow of goods and military equipment. If Erdogan's government collapses, opposition parties, i.e. critical of Turkish support for armed Syrian groups, could change foreign policy, ending Turkey's backing of HTS. This would mark a significant shift, further isolating the group. HTS, unrecognized internationally, sees Erdogan as its most critical ally. His fall from power could complicate HTS efforts to gain legitimacy and regional influence. Jolani's regime may also face challenges from rival factions such as Syrian Interim Government or the Syrian National Army, particularly if Turkish influence in the region declines. Arab states, once cautiously open to engaging with Damascus due to Turkish power in Syria, may reconsider normalizing ties with HTS if Ankara's influence fades. This would leave Jolani's administration fully isolated. Moreover, Israel could take advantage of HTS' weakening position. With Erdogan gone and HTS left without protection, the regime in Damascus may become more vulnerable to Israeli expansion in occupied Syrian territories, something Jolani has notably failed to resist. In summary, Turkey's political crisis has cast serious doubt on the future of HTS and Ankara's role in Syria. A possible Erdogan exit and reduced Turkish support could destabilize HTS, shift regional alignments, and provide opportunities for both resistance groups and Israel to reshape the landscape in northern Syria.